This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the Drive at 5. 30 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Zeoli.
The question, of course, is when will the dollar come to an end? That is the question that we will find today with our buddy Dr. E.J. Antoni in just a moment. But I want to give you a quick update. You know, the White House today, Karine Jean-Pierre said, the transgender community is facing great threats. They're facing great threats after the Nashville school shooting. After, the Nashville school shooting. So I'll share that with you as time progresses. But it's always great to have you here on a Wednesday afternoon and the first day of baseball, obviously. Dr. E.J. Antoni, my guest, economist and research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Dr. Antoni, how are you, my friend?
Oh, man, I'm watching the world fall apart. It's getting tough, not going to lie.
Yeah, well, thank God baseball's starting at least.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
We got to take what we can get, right?
That's right. Any idea when Harper's going to be back to 100%?
Probably June.
Oh, well, can't get here soon enough.
I don't know. I'm making that up.
Hopefully, we still have a dollar by the time
he's
back.
That wasn't wrong.
I just guessed June.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It could be as early as late May or as late as early July.
See that?
July.
My associate producer, Henry, is the only one on the show that knows anything about sports, EJ. But did I not sound convincing with my answer?
Oh, so convincing. It's, you know, it's all in the delivery, right?
That's it. It's like when you go to a place, act like you belong, and they'll never question why you're there. I've been here for 10 years doing that.
And if you can figure out how to get paid while doing that, all the better.
Even better, right? You have a piece over at the Daily Caller. This could be the final nail in the dollar's coffin. What do you mean by that?
You know, this administration has just, absolutely abused our currency. And to be fair, it hasn't just been them, right? This has been a very long time coming. But the Biden administration really seems intent on putting the dollar in its grave, both in terms of domestic and foreign policy. As far as the domestic policy goes, we've already seen what a disaster that has been. Since Biden took office, the dollar's lost something like 15% of its value. It's insane. It's not unprecedented, but it's insane. On the foreign front, though, you know, they've essentially been trying to wield the dollar like a weapon. And because of that, a lot of other countries are questioning whether or not they still want to keep the dollar as their reserve currency.
How does all this reserve currency, what does that mean? So explain that concept to people, as you always do. That's why I love having you on the show, because you're an economist who makes things easy for people to understand. What does that mean?
Sure. You know, one of the things that a currency is supposed to do is be a store of value, right? The reason that you accept dollars, for example, from somebody like your employers, because you know that in the future, you're going to be able to turn around and give those dollars to somebody else for things that you want, for goods and services that you want. So when countries take dollars, they are taking them because they know that in the future, they'll be able to exchange those dollars for something else. And you're talking about very, very large balances here, right? You're talking about using this for international trade. Think about the trillions upon trillions of dollars that are used in international trade, for example, every year. Well, all of that is done in dollars until recently. China, in just the last few days, has begun to reverse that. They are now conducting deals with countries where they are agreeing to use their own currencies and not dollars. And that brings up the very scary realization of what happens to all those dollars when they're not being used as up for other countries' stores of value around the world.
You talk about when we had the gold standard back in the day. The gold reserves were there to actually make sure that the dollar had something that, you know, it was backed up by something. We don't do that anymore. Nixon ended that, obviously. You said it was supposed to be a temporary measure, but we don't use the gold standard anymore. So then the question I have is then, ever since we ended the dollar's link to gold, what was the effect of that?
The effect of that was giving a free pass to the Federal Reserve to print as many of those little pieces of paper as they wanted to in order to satisfy the bureaucrats' spending urges. Well, see, what gold did first and foremost was it provided a check on the politicians. Gold prevented them from spending and printing all of the money that they wanted, because what happened in the 60s is, as politicians started to ignore the reality of needing to be able to redeem dollars for gold, what happened is everyone around the world, including foreigners, started to realize the U.S. no longer has enough gold to actually meet its liabilities. And so there was a rush of foreigners to actually redeem dollars for gold. And to prevent us running out of gold entirely, Nixon said, forget it, we're no longer going to allow you to redeem dollars for gold.
So what backs up our money today?
Absolutely nothing. You know, people, when I would teach money and banking, I would ask the kids, you know, hey, look, we have a fiat currency. What does fiat mean? And I could tell very quickly how poorly they were educated. It was no fault of theirs, but they almost universally would say fiat means it's backed by the full faith and credit of the government, because that was the line they were told in other economics classes and that they were parroting back to me. I said, no, fiat literally means by decree. You know, there's a reason why on a Federal Reserve note, what we call a dollar bill, it says on there, this is legal tender for all debts, public and private. You know what that means? It means if you don't accept this for payment for anything, you go to jail. It is legal tender. You are obliged, under penalty of whatever, death, who knows, but you are obliged to take this as payment for any transaction. That is the only reason that we use a currency that is literally worthless.
You know, Dr. E.J. Antoni is with me, economist and research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. So let's bring that to modern day times right now. You write, if foreigners no longer want dollars for trade, central bank reserves, private wealth funds, and the official currency of about a dozen countries, all those dollars have nowhere to go but back to us in a flood like the country has never seen. What happens then?
Well, at that point, you have to realize that the literally trillions of dollars that are overseas are going to come back here to compete with the dollars that Americans currently have. And so what happens when all of those dollars are competing against each other? You start driving up prices. That is when you literally are facing hyperinflation. And I know that sounds like, you know, it's an exaggeration or whatever. It truly is not. Okay. You are talking about increasing the domestic money supply, not by 1%, by 2%. We're talking orders of magnitude here. Okay, this is when you start getting into the territory of, you know, 1920s Weimar Republic Germany, where you have those infamous pictures of people carrying wheelbarrows of currency to buy a loaf of bread. That is how quickly and how much you can devalue the dollar if all of those dollars come back here. Think about all of the trillions of dollars in trade deficits we have had over the years. Those trade deficits have been getting accumulated because other countries use our currency as their reserve currency. Well, if that ends, literally 8 decades of trade deficits are going to have to reverse. 80 years of trade deficits. Again, we're talking trillions upon trillions of dollars.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And it also, I'm looking forward to it. So tell me why Biden is now putting the final nail in the coffin for all this, and why we may be at the point now where there's no turning back.
Well, the really scary thing that this administration has done is they've decided to use the dollar to wield it like a weapon. You know, what we did after the invasion in the Ukraine, by Russia is we froze dollar assets of the central bank. Now, these were assets owned by the Central Bank of Russia, owned by the Russian people, right? These were not ours, to be clear. And we said, no, sorry, you no longer have access to these. That was part of the sanction, right? Now, this is not to justify what Putin did by any means, but what it does do is it points out that the dollar is no longer apolitical. And Biden chose to do this when the dollar was already at a very vulnerable point because it has lost so much value from inflation under his tenure. So now imagine for a second, we have to remember that, you know, the world is bigger than us. We have to put ourselves in everyone else's shoes here. Okay, imagine you're another country, maybe, you know, think of Hungary, right? A particularly conservative country that vehemently disagrees with Biden's social agenda. You know, you're another country. Maybe you disagree with Biden on abortion. Maybe you disagree with him on like trans rights or whatever, or diversity quotas. You pick ESG, right? Diversity, equity, inclusion, whatever. You disagree with the Biden administration on things that the Biden administration thinks are fundamental human rights. It is not a far leap to say that Biden could then turn around and say, you are violating human rights. We're going to punish you by imposing the same form of economic sanctions we did on Russia. We're going to freeze your dollar assets, too. How much do you want to hold dollars in that scenario when you're facing an American administration that wields those dollars like a weapon and tries to bully you into doing what they want? Again, this is the risk you run when you take the dollar off its apolitical pedestal that it had for literally decades.
EJ, let's talk about this digital currency stuff, because I, you know, initially when I saw the headline of the article, I thought, okay, final nail in the dollar. This is going to be, we're moving to a digital currency. What, and you've written about this in the past, you've written about this recently too. This is a separate threat. It's very real, and it's something people should be very concerned about. And this isn't me using Venmo to pay somebody or, you know, what's the other app that everybody uses? Tinder? No, that's for dating. What's the one?
Zelle, I think, right?
No, there's Zelle, and then what's a Venmo? Did I say that?
Yeah, Venmo,
yeah,
Cash
Venmo.
App.
All right. At least I was just seeing if they were paying attention, EJ. That was just a test. Every now I have to do that. You know what I mean? Tell me about this digital currency and why it's such a problem.
So these issues are not the same, but they are very much connected, right? And what's so dangerous about digital currency is people think a lot of times, oh, my currency is already digital, right? I don't carry cash anymore. My paycheck is direct deposit into my account. All my bills are on auto pay. I use a credit card or a debit card whenever I buy something. You know, I don't have any kind of physical currency. That's a digital currency. No, it may be digitized, right? But all of those dollars, they're all the same, right? There's nothing unique about the first dollar or the second dollar in your bank account. A digital currency is very different. With a digital currency, every single currency, every single dollar, every single cent actually has a unique fingerprint. And so with that level of uniqueness, every single cent can be tracked, can be traced, and can be taxed. You are looking at situations where, and again, this is not like me coming up with this idea. There are publicly available memos from central bankers around the world and from politicians around the world who are currently advocating these central bank digital currencies because it will allow governments the ability to not just spy on citizens and see how you are spending all of your money, how you are earning all of your money, but actually place restrictions on it. Oh, I'm sorry, you've spent too much on gasoline this week because it's damaging to the planet. If you want to have any more transportation funds, you need to spend them on an electric charging station, right? And again, this is not an exaggeration. This is not me coming up with these ideas. These are politicians and central bankers around the world who have already said these things publicly. Things like, we would like to see people eat less red meat and more bugs. My goodness, like these are things Orwell could not have dreamed up. So how on earth is this related to the dethroning of the dollar, right? Losing the dollar as the reserve currency. When you face the kind of hyperinflation that losing the dollar as the reserve currency would cause, again, very similar to what Germany had in 1924, the only way to effectively stop that kind of hyperinflation is to literally just say goodbye to your currency and come up with something new. So in Germany, they got rid of the mark and they introduced the Neumark to replace it. What would they do here in the United States? Most likely, they would try to skip that and go right to the end game, which is goodbye dollar, hello digital dollar. Hello, central bank digital currency. And so it's not that the digital currency is going to cause the hyperinflation. It's that the hyperinflation is very likely the excuse to say, this is why we need a digital currency. Had only we had the digital currency, none of this would have come to pass.
Dr. E.J. Antoni, as always, my friend, you make it easy for us to understand. We appreciate it. And we'll post a link to your latest piece over at the Daily Caller. Always good talking to you, pal.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. And hey, hopefully the dollar is still around by the time Harper gets back.
Well, we better because he's worth, what, 235 million of them?
Inflation adjusted, might be a few billion by that time.
E.J. Antoni, thanks, pal. Go ahead. Do the thing.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.